Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored.
Now, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've allowed us to see, another brand new day of mercy, another brand new day of grace, and another brand new day of favor. I often declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Thank you, God, for blessing us to see a brand new day. And thank you, O God, for allowing us to take the next step in this journey that you have laid out before us. Father, I pray that you order the footsteps of your people. We want to be good people. We want to be a good man. We want to be a good woman. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Give us the heart and the mind to be obedient to your ways and to be obedient to your will, to declare not my will, but let thine will be done, so that you may order our footsteps, that you may control our lives, that you may lead, guide, and direct us and grant us favor and grant us direction and grant us strength and lead us to the path of righteousness for your name's sake. There's some journeys that we're going to be taking, God, or that we will take, God, that will look very precarious, God, that will look very dangerous, God. And so David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he understood that no matter what may happen around him, he understood that no weapon that may form against him, God, he understood that those things didn't have any control over his life, because he was able to boldly declare that thou art with me. And not only were you with him, but that your rod and your staff, they comforted him. And so, God, we declare that in our lives today. Though we may walk into dangerous and precarious situations, though there may be trouble on every hand, God, we declare, God, that you are with us, and we know that you are with us. And since you are with us, God, we understand that your rod and your staff, that they will comfort us, God, and that surely goodness and mercy will follow us, God. So we're not alone, because as you lead us and as you guide us, Lord, you allow goodness and mercy to follow us. So if we fall short of your glory, God, mercy, oh God, will cover us, God. Oh God, if we need a little help, God, your goodness will bless us and your goodness will keep us, God. You are such a great God, and so we bless your name this morning, God. Thank you for another opportunity to start something anew. God, you said in your word, behold, I will do a new thing. Can't you see it? Can't you see it happening? Can't you see it occurring before you? And we've ended our 40 days of fasting. We've ended, God, our 50-day pilgrimage to Pentecost, God. And, God, we're still yearning for more of you. God, we are not taking any time off, God. We're not taking any time to set aside. We don't need any time to regroup from you, but, God, we are still hungry and we're still thirsting for more of you. I found myself yesterday, Lord, still fasting, Lord. I didn't feel like it was right for me to stop fasting. God, my heart and my soul desired for more of you, God. So I refused to eat anything, God. I made up in my mind that I was going to still consecrate myself, because, God, I need more of your anointing. God, I want a closer walk with you. Oh, God, and nothing else will satisfy and nothing else will do. And so, God, I'm looking to you. My body and my mind is yearning for you. I want to put this flesh under subjection, and I want to kill it in every manner that I can, God. I want to kill the flesh and carnal thoughts in my mind. I want to kill the carnal and fleshy thoughts, oh God, that see in my eyes. I want to kill the carnal and fleshy thought that comes out of my mouth, God. I want to kill, God, the carnal and fleshy thought that may exude out of me, God. Everything that's in me that's unlike you, God, I want to kill it thoroughly, so that my spirit man, God, will be made strong, and that you will have free will and free control in my life. My body is not my own, but it belongs to you. My body, God, talked about it on Sunday, is the temple of the Holy Spirit, God. And I want you to continue to transform me, God. I want you to continue to perform a complete transformation in me, God, not only changing my appearance, God, and my character, God, but changing, God, me in complete substance, God, changing my everything, changing my thoughts, God, that they may line up with your thoughts and your will and your way. And so I want to think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just, God. It's more, God, that you have for your people, God. And so, God, help us, oh God, to continue to move forward in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we're not satisfied. We have not reached the mark yet, God. We have not reached the goal yet. Yes, you've allowed us to reach a level, God, but there is a higher calling. There is a greater anointing. There is a greater walk with you, God. So let us not be content, Lord, and let us not be weary in well-doing, God. Our due season is coming. Greater is before us, God. Greater is ahead of us, God. We look much better in our future than we look right now, God. And so, God, give us the understanding, God, to continue to press towards you, God. Give us the understanding, God, oh God, that you have something greater in store for us. Give us the understanding, God, that you have more that you want to pour out into your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the disciples, they had done great things, Lord. Oh God, while they were walking with Jesus, God, once they got themselves back together after his death and resurrection, God, they were doing great things, God, but there was something greater in store for them. There was a higher calling in them, God. There was a greater anointing, God. There was much more that they needed to do, oh God, and so they obeyed you, and they waited for the Holy Ghost, God. There is something greater, God, that you have each in store for each and every one of us, God, and let us press towards it.
God, where we're at right now. Oh, God, help us to be willing to consecrate ourselves even the more. Oh, God, to continue to remain committed to you. Oh, God, to do something. It may not just be fasting, but be committed to continue reading your word earnestly, God. It may not be reading your word, God, but continue to set yourself aside time to pray. Whatever it is, the sacrifice may be, God, putting away television for an extended period of time, not allowing it to take control of you, or putting down your phone and dropping some of the social media time that you have. But whatever it may be, God, give us something, God, that we may continue to put this flesh under subjection and draw closer and nearer to thee. For your word tells us that we draw to you. God, you'll draw nigh to us. We draw nigh unto you, you'll draw nigh unto us. And anytime, God, you come into our lives and into our situations, oh, God, you come in and change, God. You come in and make things different, God. You come in, oh, God, and you purify, oh, God, because you won't dwell in any unclean temple, God. And so when we invite you in, God, and you come in, God, you come in and you clean up house, Lord. You make things well. You do all things well because you are a magnificent God, and you are so awesome, and you are so mighty. So, God, we welcome you to stay, oh, God, and abide with us, God, as we put this flesh under subjection and as we submit to your will and we say yes to your will and yes to your way. Honor our commitment. Honor our hunger. Honor our thirst for more of you. And I don't want to just do this on my own. And so Pastor, oh, God, Jones told us on Sunday, let us go over together. God, I don't want to go higher on my own, God. I don't want this greater anointing on my own, God. I don't want a closer walk just on my own, but I want your people to grow stronger. Oh, God, that their lives may be stronger in you, God. That as I go higher, God, the people of God are holding on to me, God, and we're going up higher together. But the anointing runs down Aaron's beard, God, and I'm willing to make that sacrifice, God, that your anointing, God, your power, oh, God, your faith, I'm willing to lead, God, by example, God, because you didn't call me to lord over the people, but you called for me to be an example unto the people, an example of holiness, an example of righteousness, God. And so, God, I'm hungry for more of you, and I desire that my people that you have under my charge, God, oh, God, will have that same desire and that same hunger, God, to chase after you the more, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, greater is ahead, God. Oh, a higher calling is ahead, God. Oh, God, we look much better, God, in our future than we look right now, God. I have to speak those words of life, God. Oh, God, because there is something more that you have for us. So, God, stir up in us a spirit of praise, God, a spirit of adoration. That song, Holy Are You, Lord, is something that was ringing in my soul all day yesterday. So you had already given it to me to sing this morning, God. And I want a brand new song today, God, whether it's something that I make up on my own, God, or a song that's already written, whatever it is, God, give me to praise you, God. Let my lips praise you. And not only let my lips praise you, but let all the people praise you, God. Let all the people magnify you. For our God is good. Our God is mighty. Our God is awesome. Our God is everything that we need and more. He is a way maker. He is a strong tower. He is a mind regulator. He is a healer. He is a way maker, deliverer, about a breaker of chains. He is a keeper. And so we bless your name, God, and we magnify you today. For you're worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory. You're worthy to be adored. You've been so good, God. And so we bless your name, God. For when praises go up, blessings can help us to come down and help us to make our praise so glorious, God, that you can come in and that you can inhabit the praises of your people. We don't want you just to pass on by, God, but we want you to rest in us today. Honor our consecration on this Tuesday as we corporately pray and fast on Tuesday throughout the Church of God in Christ. Honor our consecration today. Continue to put us through your refining fire to drive out every impurity, to drive out everything that's unlike you, every material that's unlike you, so that we may come out as pure gold in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a daily journey, Lord. We're not worried about tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised, but refine me, purify me, make me whole, and make me strong, God, in the name of Jesus, that I may bring you glory and that I may let my light so shine before men. that they may see you and give you glory, and God, give you honor and give you praise. Use me for your glory on this day. Whatever it is you need me to do, God, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to say it. I'm willing to go. God, use me and let your spirit have his way in my life. I say yes to your will, yes to your way. Yes, Lord, I shall obey. Bless these your people now. Keep them in the heart of your hand and the center of your will. Take them to their different destinations safely, God. Bring them back home at the appointed place and the appointed time, and bring us together again, oh God, so that we may magnify you together in corporate worship and corporate prayer. Bless us this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.